at 8 p.m. in Fremont Park.
The greatest musical sensation of our generation.
KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Strike up the band.
Live and local.
Live and local. This is KVOE News.
KVOE News time is at 8:16, sunshine and 68 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined on the morning show this morning by Sarah Bay. Sarah's in to talk about an event coming up this weekend, in fact, a community rally, which will be, I believe, near White Auditorium. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, tell us, community rally Saturday, exactly what is the rally for, and where will it be, and what time will it start?
Sure. So I think there's, you know, a little bit of confusion more than anything on this upcoming vote that's happening on August 2nd. So we are having an event this Saturday, July 2nd, to sort of, I think, gain clarity on that vote and just help our community understand what exactly is going to be on that ballot and what the repercussions could be. So the name of our event this Saturday is the Emporia Vote No Rally, and this is put together by a number of different community members, including but not limited to Emporia Community Action. And so if folks are looking for that event on the Facebook page, Emporia Community Action is going to be the place where they will find more information about the Emporia Vote No Rally.
All right, so this will be specifically at White Auditorium, Sarah?
That's correct. We're going to be outside on the north steps of the Civic Auditorium, and so that's the side that faces 6th Street.
All right, do you have any specific speakers planned? How will this work?
Yeah, you bet. So we actually have a group. We're going to do 10 very short planned speeches, and that will include representatives from League of Women Voters, from the Kansas Abortion Fund, from Bloom House here locally, as well as some other local speakers. And then we will have sort of an open mic format where community members, you know, can choose to either ask questions or, you know, share their perspectives after that.
So this, for the most part, is informative, Sarah. Is that what your hope is to be?
That is what our hope is to be. You know, I think there's just a lot of loaded language, you know, surrounding this upcoming vote on the Value in Both Amendment that would make a change to the Kansas Constitution. And so, you know, our hope is just to really kind of clarify what exactly the repercussions of that vote could be.
All right. Well, give us the when and where one more time, Sarah.
Sure. So this Saturday, July 2nd, we will be on the north steps of the Civic Auditorium facing 6th Street. And at 10 a.m., there will be, a demonstration of sorts where folks that either have signs or just want to kind of be there and show their support or show their interest are going to line along the sidewalks facing 6th Street. And then our speakers will begin at about 10:30 a.m. We will have a PA system, you know, so if folks want to even be across the street at the library, if there's not enough space right there to be up close at the Civic, we've got, you know, kind of that public library shady space for overflow as well. So we are just looking forward to seeing the community, you know, turn out for this and just kind of continue the dialogue.
All right, Sarah, thanks for your time this morning.
All right, thank you so much, guys. I sure appreciate it.
All right, Sarah Bays previewing a Saturday morning rally that will be at the north side of White Auditorium starting at 10 a.m. KVOE Live and Local, our news this morning, a service of Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. KVOE Live and Local, it is 8:19. Let's check that forecast from the TV 13 weather team, being brought to you this morning by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. Newman Regional Health.
Are you a local student pursuing a degree in the healthcare field or know someone who is? The Newman Regional Health Volunteers are currently accepting scholarship applications from area students for the 2022-2023 school year. More information can be found at newmanrh.org/scholarships or call 620-343-6000.